Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says drummers know they don't get much respect. They know those vintage signs in New York parks prohibiting the playing of any musical instrument or drum. And they know they're the punchline to the joke, what do you call people who hang out with musicians? Kevin says New York drummer Owen Howard's new album may help improve their image.
Howard and saxophonist Andy Middleton on drummer Denzel Best's 45-degree angle. Howard's record Drum Lore was prompted by a question a workshop student once asked him. Why are you teaching a composition class when you're a drummer? So Howard devotes his new album to tunes written by jazz percussionists. He's cherry-picked some very good ones, played by combos drawn from a pool of seven players, including altoist John O'Gallagher and bassist Johannes Wiedemüller. Jack DeJohnette for three saxophones, bass, and drums. Owen Howard's salute to drummers as composers spotlights lyrical writing, not just typical drummer tunes where they cop ethnic rhythms to make you stop and count the beats or just to set up a drum solo. Well, okay, there's a little of that in Peter Erskine's Bulgaria and Edward Blackwell's classic Togo. Howard echoes West African polyrhythms the way Ed Blackwell did on Togo. Howard doesn't do Rich Little impressions of his fellow drummers, but he may reference Tony Williams' Fireworks or Paul Motion's Loose Cymbal Wash on their respective tunes, if only to note how their drumming serves the material they write. Howard honors composer Shelley Mann's Fly Swatter Aim with Wire Brushes on a cover of 1954's Flip for a Skeletal Trio. Trombonist Alan Ferber and bass clarinetist Adam Kolker nail the written lines and improvise counterpoint to the spirit of the original. Owen Howard doesn't solo on every tune from Drum Lore. It's not that kind of drummer's album. He'd rather hang out with musicians. Drums are woven into the arrangements, he writes, but he's still got room to react to what the other players are doing, to amplify or challenge a mood or melody, to hold fast or move along, to shade the action or add contrast. That means Owen Howard, like most conscientious jazz drummers, is already thinking like a composer when he sits down to play.
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz columnist for eMusic.com and author of the forthcoming book, Why Jazz? A Concise Guide by Oxford University Press. He reviewed Drum Lore, the new album by Owen Howard. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Bob Purdick. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Melody Kramer. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.